Okay, good evening, gentlemen. This is new for me. Whilst I've given a couple of shum in the past, this virtual, semi-virtual, semi-live style is pretty new for me. But it's great to have you around. I can see a whole list of names. The share is pretty much complete tonight, or not quite, but it's good to have you around. Maybe just to start off, I had a short thought which popped into my mind earlier, and I want to share that with you before we actually start with the shiur. We know that Pesach is Man Chayusenu. Pesach is the time of that we rejoice and we celebrate freedom. Freedom, Chayus, Zman Chayusenu. On the other hand, what we're experiencing now is the absolute opposite of Chayus. We are, to some extent, all isolated. We are in an absolute isolation. We are in a situation that we are all meant to stay at home as much as possible. Some of us more than others, but to some extent there is a very significant isolation taking place. And there is no greater opposite to freedom than isolation. We are just on our own, isolated, our families, ourselves, and yet we are trying to prepare for Zman Chayusin. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? And this was something I was thinking about earlier. Let me share with you the thought I had. And the thought I had was as follows. When we think you may disagree or perhaps agree, but when we talk about freedom, we sometimes we have a slight misconception, because freedom is often we think about in our minds, freedom is associated with wealth, with option, with possibilities, with far-reaching options and opportunities. And in reality, this might not be real freedom. Freedom is, as the Gemara says, that freedom is, the Torah is called Choros. The Gemara says that Choros, that the letters were Choros, were engraved. And Al Tikri Choros, the letters of the Torah don't say Choros, but Cheros, freedom. Because somebody who is able not to go after his own personal tzoynus, somebody who doesn't like chase himself and his tivus the whole time, this is somebody who is truly free. Just to give a bit of a moshel, is the Baal Leib, when he was already in his deep 80s or deep 90s, the Baal Leib was, as we know, was a tremendous Polish, and he didn't eat much at all, and he didn't have any desires, physical desires, the way that most of us have. He didn't need any of that. And yet, when he was quite old, his doctor recommended he should have a yogurt every morning. A yogurt to have to add his calcium diet, a little bit of yogurt. He had his whole life, as we know, he didn't have cakes, he didn't have biscuits, he didn't have any of that. But his doctors recommended he should have a bit of calcium, and they brought it for his breakfast together with his dry bread and his coffee without sugar. He had a bit of yogurt there. And then you could see that his grandson told him, you should have a bit of yogurt and it's good for you, doctor said. And he was contemplating, he was thinking, should I have it, should I not have it? At the end, he left it alone. He didn't have it. So his grandchild asked, Zeder Baal Leib Steinman, why aren't you not having this yogurt? I mean, the doctor said it's good for you. And he replied something which is astonishing. Baal Leib said, you know, my whole life I managed without these yogurts. I'm convinced that if I'm going to start having it, I'm sure it's got a good taste. And I'm sure that I'm gonna like it. And then, you know what? I'm going to be somebody that will need those yogurts. I will be less, and that's the word he said, I will be less free. Because until now I managed without it, and then suddenly I'll be used to it. And it was good for 90 years without it. Why did I suddenly now to develop a dependency on those yogurts? Now, obviously, we could talk about, you know, if medically and looking after himself and all that. It's all good questions. But the point being, which is quite a fascinating point, Baal Leib felt that he's going to create a certain amount of dependency. He wants to be totally free. He wants to be free of any dependence. And that's astonishing and amazing. When we talk about freedom, it's not somebody that is necessarily wealthy and has got all the options. Because at the end of the day, he needs all that. He needs that. He's dependent. And what the Torah really wants, that we should be not dependent of physical. The less dependent we are on the outside, less depends we have, the greater a person really is. Perhaps this isolation that we all, that we're limited at the moment, perhaps it's meant to give us something that we're just not, we don't have to reach out all the time for other things around us. Perhaps it's a reaching in for ourselves. Perhaps it's an opportunity for us to grow in our own ways, to realize that growth is within and not without. This was a thought I had, and I just wanted to share that with you before we continue with Hilchos Pesach. So we're up to Siman Tov Ayin He, and page 117 our Dishra editions. I did we did go through Seif Aleph, and there is a couple of short shiurim which are short shiurim which have been uploaded. I want to just briefly zoom through the first part of Seif Aleph, and then we continue straight from where we stopped. So those who have actually had the opportunity of going through the short shiurim will just be able to move on, and those who didn't will not lose track. So that's what we're going to try to do. It's page 170. It's perhaps the most important areas of halachas in on Seder night, and let's go through it to have clarity. So we're up to page 117, the Dishra editions, Siman Tov Ayin He, Yeser Dinei HaSeder. Okay, Yitoil Yodov, a person should wash, so after having completed the Haggadah, we're washing hands for our Moitzi. I hope we're all on, yeah? I can't see that. It's very hard without feedback, it's very hard, but I'm assuming we're on track. So Yitoil Yodov, we should wash hands. We're washing hands for our moitzi. Vayevoich al netilas yodoyim, and we wash al netilas yodoyim as we do every meal. So we wash our moitzi. Vayevoich al netilas yodoyim. Right. Vikech hamatzos kisei desheinicham, and we will take the matzahs as they were placed. So we know we've got three matzahs, or to be more precise, 2.5 matzahs. A full matzah on top, full matzah in the bottom, and a middle matzah in between. Now, hapusa, the broken one, bein shtei hashlemes, between the two full ones. Ve'yoich zeim biyodoi, and you hold all three matzahs simultaneously, biyodoi, in your hand. Ve'yevorich hamoitzi ve'lachilas matzah, and you make the boch of hamoitzi and achilas matzah. Now, I made this a bit of a slight mistake in the pre-recorded shiurim, because what I said was inaccurate. The way it works in reality, of course, as we know, is we grab all three matzahs, we make the bracha of amotzi, we let go the bottom one, we've got the top and the middle one, the broken one left, we then make the bracha of al achilas matzah, and then we eat the two kezesim. Ve'achkach yivtza me'ashleim oseh ze shulchan aruch, we will eat from the full matzah a little bit, ha'el yoino, the top one, u'me'apusan, from the broken middle one, mishteim be'yachad, you eat from both of them a bit, ve'at belein b'melach, and you dip it into salt. Ramo disagrees, and he says, "Ve'naminek le'tablon b'melach b'leilo rishayna." We do not dip the salt. Ramo disagrees. It is no, we don't dip the matzah in the salt on the first night. The pasnoki and tzorich melach, because the matzah per se does not require salt, and it's fine not to have any salt to the matzah. Ve'yoichleim be'aseva, and we eat the matzah whilst reclining, beyachad, kezais mikol echad, a kezais from both matzahs. I'll talk about that in a minute again. So you need a kezais from the top and a kezais from the middle matzah. V'meni ochal echol shnei zeisim beyachad. And if you're unable to eat two kezaisim simultaneously, yoichal shel hamoitzi tchilo, you should eat from the hamotzi matzah, you should eat first the kezais, and afterwards shel achilas matzah, you should eat from the achilas matzah, another kezais. So now, just to clarify this important point, we're learning that you've got three matzahs. You make the two. You make the bracha, the first bracha, hamotzi. You let go the bottom one. You got 1.5 matzah left. You say the second bracha, valachilas matzah, and then you eat two kezesim. I want to clarify that it's Shulchan Aruch does say that we eat two kezesim. This is true. We eat the kezais for both the hamotzi and for the achilas matzah, which really requires two kezesim. Shulchan Aruch says explicitly two kezesim. However, just to cut the long, complicated story, to cut it short, the poskim make the cheshbon that if you eat from, as we know, there's a wide machloikus about the shurim. There's a chazanish, Reb Chaim Noshir. For the reiser, we are makbit on the chazanish shir. For the rabbonon, we are makel, and we have the rabbonon shir, Reb Chaim Noshir. So it comes out that if you are makbit on chazanish shir for the reisers, it's good enough to have if you have all together the shear, which is approximately 30 grams, about in our let's say machine matzah. If you have a machine matzah, it's about 3/4 of a machine matzah, which is the most stringent shear. That is actually the equivalent of two smaller kezesim. So really, you don't need to have two full kezesim of the larger shear. If you have one kezais of the biggest shear, that will automatically include to have two smaller kezesim of the smaller shear. And that's sufficient, that's good enough. Hence, there's no need to eat two full terais chazanish shiurim. There's no need. If you have two smaller kezesim, you're good enough, because that's the equivalent of one big kezais. And with the rice, all you need to have is one kezais. So, right, now, we don't dip in the salt, according to Ramad. Shulchan Aruch says you do dip. Right, we carry on. After having eaten the matzah in a reclining manner, we then move on to the moroi, to the moroi. We've discussed previously what the moroi is, It could be various, vegetables. We discussed that previously. Veishkeinu kulu becharoy says, after you took the moroi, whatever you may be using, romaine lettuce, horseradish, whatever it is, veishkeinu kulu becharoy, you dip into charoises. Veloy ishkeinu besoichoy, do not leave it in the charoises for too long. Shelo yivata im tam erusoy, because that will take away, if you leave it too long in the charoises, it's going to take away the bitterness of the moroi, and that defeats the purpose, because it's got to be some, it's got to be a bit bitter, and if you leave it in for too long, you're going to lose, it's going to lose its entire bitterness. Defeats the purpose. And therefore, in fact, you should even shake off the charoises a little bit, because otherwise, you're going to be no bitterness left of the moroi. And subsequently, once you've dipped it, you're about to eat it. You make the bracha l'achilas moroi on the moroi. You should eat it without reclining. Okay, so after having done matzah, we have now done moroi. Subsequently, you now take the third lowest matzah, you break it, you take from it, you take again some moroi, the toiv lo becharoises, you dip it here again in charoises, v'yesh oimim de'en letovloi, v'chenu baminogim, v'chen reisinogim. The Rama says, some do have the minig to dip it in charoises, some don't have the minig to dip it in charoises. Whatever you do, it's got its minig, that's fine, various customs. I think the majority of people do dip it in charoises. I think that's the general, most common minig. And you say, Zeicha leMikdash Kehilel. This is a remembrance of the leMikdash Kehilel, the way it was done in the Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash Kehilel, like Hilel. Ve'oichlon beYachad, and you'll eat it all together, the matzah and the moroi together, Parasevo whilst reclining, and from the point that you said the bracha of matzo at the very beginning, lo yasiach bidovo she'eino me'inyin asud, you should not talk, and you should not have any other interruptions ad she'yochal kichzu, until you finished koirech, kedei she'tal le'birkas achilas matzo, so that the bracha which you said on the matzo earlier, uvirkas achilas moir, and the bracha that you said on the moir, kam lekichzu, should also cover this koirech that you're eating now, because according to some opinions, you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah with this koirech. So therefore, you want to have this bracha that you said earlier going all the way till koirech, and therefore we are trying not to interrupt, so that in case this is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, you haven't interrupted it since you made the bracha earlier. So, right, a couple of points of here which we should really discuss. About the initial mitzvah that we said earlier, which is the achilas matzah. We spoke about a kizesim. The Mishnah Berurah famously holds, and I feel a bit bad saying this, but I think we've got to point it out. The Mishnah Berurah says, how do we eat this kizesim? So we said you're eating a chazanish kizayis. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkotin Tess. In the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotin Tess. Biskimo Achronim are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom on page 170. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Biskimo Achronim. The Achronim agree. The Tzorich Haklach needs lefiu et shnei azesim bevas achas deroskom. You've got to put the two kezesim in your mouth simultaneously. Two kezesim in your mouth at the same time. Uleroskom, you chew it. Avolein mechuyev levolom bevas achas. For you're not obligated to swallow it in one go. Elodai sheibla kezais. It's sufficient to swallow one kezais. Lech vas achas, v'achach yibla ashar. You can swallow it in two times. I want to point out, this is the Mishnah Berurah's opinion. Mishnah Berurah says you should take two kezaisim in one go, but you can swallow it in a few goes. This is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Many contemporary poskim, I don't know if you've ever tried it. You see, on a normal shiur, I'll hear some feedback now. I'm feeling very lonely. I don't know if you've ever tried to eat. Yeah. Hi, you want to say? You eat the kizais, you eat two kizais in one go? Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Good to see you. Good to hear you, actually. So, I don't know. Are you able to eat the kizesim in one go?
No.
It doesn't go, right?
It can't do it.
It can't do it? Okay. So,
yeah,
it needs practice.
It's just like the old days.
Why is that?
All the banter.
All the what?
All the banter.
All the?
The banter.
The banter, yeah. You don't speak something.
So Rabbi Sai, the good news is that there are poskim hold that actually you're better off not eating and not swallowing the kezesim in one go. Guess why?
Choke.
Yeah, choking. True. Or in halachic terms,
Achilagasa,
yeah. It's shloike derech achil at the very least. If you take two kizesim in your mouth, now that's probably, I think we all agree, that it's considered shloike derech achila. It's not a normal way of eating. It's just not, it's an abnormal, it's not very elegant, it's not very decent. stuffing so much food in one go and trying to swallow it in two goes. No. No. So that's why many poskim disagree. Yeah, who is that? Hi. Are we?
Does that mean you're not yotze according to that opinion? Have you tried that?
Good question. Good question. I think that could be. Yeah. I think you could argue you're not yotze according to those poskim because it's loke derech achila. Good point. Yeah. Yeah. Again, the Mishnah Berurah holds it should do it that way, but many poskim disagree. Okay, with regards to the Moroi, does everybody have the minhag not to recline during Moroi? Yeah? Because look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nyud Daled. Mishnah Berurah says, Shuzeich ale Avdus, I'm on page Peivav, third line, Mikol Mokim im Roitze Lechol Be'aseiva Rishai. If a person wishes to recline, he's allowed to. So we all understand that it's a contradiction in terms. Moroir, which is slavery, you don't eat that whilst they're reclining. It's a contradiction. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says if you do recline, you're still yotze. But a koirech, Rabbi said, do you recline during koirech?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? Does everybody recline?
Yeah.
Yeah, one should. Because again, we are going with the, perhaps there's opinion in that hold, that you might be yotze, that's the way you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So you should. The Mishnah Berurah has got a famous problem. And he says, hold on a sec, if this is the way you're going to fulfill the mitzvah, by having the koirech, you're eating simultaneously the moroir together with the matzah, so the Mishnah Berurah has got a promise, well, how can you talk then? How can you say, Zeich ala mikdash kehillel, shekein? He says, you can't talk. You can't talk. You're trying to fulfill a mitzvah now. You made a bracha a minute ago. You're trying to catch this into the bracha. So how can you talk? Mishnah Berurah is very bothered about that.
Don't we have by pass, you can say melach sodomis, because it's the Indian.
Oh, because it's the Indian. Very good. That's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with that. I wonder why. The Mishnah Berurah says,
I say it afterwards.
Oh, Mishnah Berurah says you should take it afterwards. I want to point out, this is not the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'oima, you should say, Zeich l'mikdash kehillel, V'oichlom b'yachad, and then you eat. But yes, this is the famous Chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah, that you should rather eat first, and after you say, Zeich l'mikdash kehillel. Pialoch speaks about it, Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin that way. This is not like the Pashtas, the simple understanding of the words of the Shulchan Aruch. But yeah, many people have got that minhag nowadays to go that way. We can appreciate the point behind it. Now, also, what is your minhag about the charoses? Because again, we said we have to shake off the charoses because the moroi should be still strong moroi. But the koirech, does everybody, what is your minhag by koirech? You dip, you shake it off?
Take it off.
You all take it off for a koirech?
I do.
Rav Feingold, you shake it off?
No.
You don't shake it off, right. Many of the minhag, what about you, Mishpachas Kagan?
I'm not sure what
we
do.
It is some people have the minhag to shake it off, some don't, some keep it on. So, Lemaisa, it's a machlokes, it's a minhagim, various minhagim on that. Very good. I just want to speak about that now. I never knew about that. It never occurred to me. I just found out today, as I was preparing, I saw this poskim ask a very legitimate question. What about boira? You are shaking off boira. What's the definition of boira? What's the definition of boira?
Separating
what you don't need. You're getting rid of what you don't need.
That's coming off, you're taking it off.
Why not? You know, you're shaking it off. It's boiler in its purest form.
Some is going off.
You're saying because you're not makbid, you're keeping some on and some. Good point. I think that might be a good explanation, that you're not getting rid of everything, you're keeping some there. I hear. It's a nice explanation, perhaps. The question, I think, is a very nice question. That why is it not boiler? Yeah, you're saying because you're keeping some there. What do you want to say, Rav Gideon? Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's an additional reason as well. You want to avoid any problems of oil. I know many people have that minute to keep it on. We also do. Yeah. So that's that. Right. Okay. Now I want to move on quickly to Siv Gimel. We Siv Beis. Let's move on. Im ein lo yirokois. Im ein lo yirokois le tibul ish na la moi. We're going. If at the beginning we had we dipped the vegetable and you only had mora at the beginning. Now we obviously we try not to use mora. What do we use for? We use potatoes. Used what else for the tibulation?
That you can use any vegetable.
Any vegetable, right. So let's say you have no other vegetable. All you've got is a bit of, is moroi. That's all you have. Okay? It was difficult shopping. Perhaps this year, you know, it's difficult shopping. So all you've managed to get hold of was a bit of moroi. And you have to use it you use it already. And now, you want to use moroi for later. Can you do that? So that's what Shulchan Aruch. Im ein lo yirok is the tibul rishon al moroi. All you use is moroi. Yivorech lo betibul rishon b'er pi'adoma. You make a b'er pi'adoma at the beginning, and then you make an achilas more later. Alright. And you could do that in principle because it's not good, but you could really use the moroi then, and for the tibul sheni now, you dip the moroi in charoises, and you eat it now without the brocha because you made a brocha earlier. So you could do that, but that's obviously not that ideal way of doing the mitzvah. Right now, okay. Just to summarize what we learned this evening, perhaps should we summarize? Yeah. So we learned that. We learned that we do Netilas Yadayim. We then take the three matzahs, well, the 2.5 matzahs. We hold them. We make hamoitzi. We let go the bottom one. We say alachilas matzah. We eat a complete kezayis, and it doesn't really make. You should have a bit of each, but the point being, you have all together. A full kezayis of matzah. That's what you need to ensure. You've got a kezayis, a full chazanish shir of a kezayis. You could have a bit of both, and you should have a bit of both. But the point being, you need to have the measure, the volume of a kezayis, which is equivalent of 31 grams. You then dip it, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you dip it in salt. Rama says you do not dip it in salt. You recline whilst you are eating, and you eat your kezayis. You should, according to Shulchan Aruch, you eat the kezayisim simultaneously. Mishneh Berurah says you should swallow it. We discussed that previously. Right, so you make the brachas of Hamoitzi, you let go, and then you have the two matzahs, you make a matzah, you didn't eat, right. Afterwards, you ate the kezayis of moroi. You dip it in the charoises, you shake off the charoises. Then, you make the brocha of achilas moroi, and you eat it whilst you're not reclining. Afterwards, you take the third, the lowest matzah, you eat that, with the moroi, and you dip it in charoises. As you do shake off the choices, you don't, depending on your minik. You say, Zeich lemikdash kehilel, and you fulfill then the mitzvah of koirech according to those opinions. You should not interrupt from the bracha of achilas matzah until the end of koirech. You should not interrupt by talking. Right, okay, these are the points we discussed. It's a new experience for me. It's very hard without feedback, but hope that was fine. So if everything goes well, we will be doing the same concept tomorrow, 8:00. Hope to see you, and we shall be continuing from Siv Gimel Mitzvah Hashem, 8:00, same time, same place. Good evening.